Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There was an ancient rabbinic saying, "He that kills a flea on Sabbath is as guilty as if he killed a camel." Jesus of Nazareth modified this saying quite a bit when he scolded the scribes and Pharisees, saying, "You are straining at gnats and swallowing the camel." In other words, you are giving far too much attention to the little things and far too little attention to the bigger, more important things. Today, Jesus is the founder of the world's largest religion. In his time, ironically, he was a man who was often critical of religious professionals, especially those who were legalistic. So it is no surprise that he denounced the Pharisees as blind guides who would strain at gnats, in other words, tithing their bits and pieces from their gardens, but swallow a camel. In other words, they were scrupulous in minor things of the law, yet overlooked the truly important things of the law, like justice and mercy. The Pharisees and scribes were kind of like the prototypes for Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm afraid we're becoming a society that strains at gnats and swallows camels. As a recent example, I cite the case of a local family who are building a treehouse for their kids in Bayside. For building a treehouse in the woods, in their own property, where almost no one can see it, they run afoul of the law. So the family Robinson gets busted. For what? Streamside management rules say that all structures need to be at least 100 feet from the streams. Their treehouse is about 86 feet. The kids' treehouse is not wired, no running water, no toilets, no septic tank, just a couple of kids working with parents to learn how to build a fun place to play in the woods and their own property. I guess the message sent by local laws is they should have stayed inside watching TV and playing video games. Because plot plans, photos, and perhaps a site visit by the planners could all be required for the treehouse to remain. And the cost of tearing it down could be passed on to the family. A treehouse 14 feet closer to the stream than the law allows is a gnat. Meanwhile, let's talk about the camels. Untold numbers of pot growers and other illegal drug makers are sucking energy out of the grid, destroying houses by their indoor grows, polluting the water with fuel spills, fertilizers, toxic chemicals, the list goes on. The drug growers are fostering a culture that feeds on violence through drug deals gone wrong and people protecting their grows at all cost. Camels. The trend is to leave them alone. And where were those building inspectors when we needed them? When our leaders were submitting plans for the Eureka County Jail? Ah, but I digress. Let us go back to the gnats. I am happy to report that Kirk Gerard and Mark Lovelace did make a personal visit to the Robinson Family Treehouse after the article appeared in the Times Standard, and they're now planning to make an administrative exception to the streamside rule for the Robinson Family Treehouse. Somebody, at least, is focusing upon the camel rather than the gnat. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.